The fifth station, Simon of Cyrene helps Jesus carry his cross. One of the common roadblocks for many people in believing if God exists is that if God is good and powerful, how can there be so much evil? Or how can there be so much suffering in the world? Wouldn't our God want there to be no suffering? Or at least if there is suffering, he would want his followers to be far from it. In one way, yes, God does desire this. He does not desire that we suffer. He created us in bliss, and we are meant for bliss, eternal life with him in heaven. And yet we are fallen. Through the sin of our first parents, we experience the effects of a fallen world. Jesus's falls give us a strong reminder of the fallenness of our nature. And in that fall, there is suffering. And so even when original sin is washed away in our baptism, we still experience its effects. We suffer. And yet God loves us so much, he isn't afraid to take on our suffering. We see here with Simon carrying the cross of Jesus an interesting interplay of how God takes on our suffering, but also invites us in return to enter into his. As Jesus carries his cross, his human nature feels his weakness. He falls. And yet at the same time, he's God. He needs no help carrying the cross. But without Jesus allowing Simon to walk with him, Jesus would be hoarding his cross. Jesus does not hoard his cross. Rather, he shares it with Simon. He shares it with you and me. And Simon's invitation to carrying this cross with Christ does not put him in some sort of, you know, intellectual trap. Instead, he's moved at Jesus' humility within the suffering, his endurance. Simon's proximity to Jesus' suffering draws him deeper into faith, not pushing him further away from it. What's our response to suffering? Do we reject it? Maybe we accept it, but we complain. Do we ever ask for help? It's very inspiring, the number of people who have endured some extreme hardship in their lives, an incredible amount of suffering. And sometimes we bear the crosses that we've maybe fashioned for ourselves through our own actions. Yet sometimes people have a cross presented to them, not of their own making, not of their own choosing. And neither circumstance is without hope. Both roads can and must be walked. And thanks be to God, I hear a lot of people say, I wouldn't be able to make it through this without my faith. What a beautiful witness that is. Suffering isn't the problem. Our vision, our pride, our misunderstanding, going at it alone, these are the problems. Proximity to the suffering Christ enkindles faith. And what's our response to others' sufferings? You know, it's one thing to endure one's own cross, but entering into another's suffering is vulnerable. We don't know what we're stepping into. We don't know when we'll be able to be away from it. It could change the course of our life. It's much safer to stay at a distance, because then we maintain control of the situation. But not Simon. He enters into the suffering. He carries the cross. He walks right behind Jesus, watching his every step. And step by step, he follows those bloody feet, those feet that once walked on water. And Simon did not stay afar off. He entered in. The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Veronica, too, is not afraid to touch the suffering Christ, not afraid to touch the face of God. The people of the Old Testament yearned to see God's face. Over and over we hear them talking about the face of God, seeing the face of God. And the Lord says to Moses that no one shall see his face and live. The presence of God is so powerful to behold, and even when God comes to us veiled, somewhat hidden in our own nature, his face still bears an imprint. Veronica comes knowing that she's not going to take away the sufferings of Jesus, but she seeks to do some small act of charity, and that small act leaves more of an impression with her than it does for Jesus. Long after he has passed, as he's on the cross, she still bears that image of his on her cloth. Jesus does not abandon us. His ascension into heaven has not left us alone. He desires to encounter us and leave his impression upon us. Not only does God reveal his face, he gives us himself. He gives us himself in the sacraments, through the Holy Eucharist, through the scriptures. He wants us to be imprinted upon by him giving us himself. His suffering draws her in, and in seeking to console him, he impresses upon her. These two stations show us the power and vulnerability of our God. He is not a God who has stayed far away, but has become like us in every way, including suffering, every way but sin. He shows us how to suffer. He invites us into his suffering. And in suffering with him, he guides us and he conforms us to himself. May you and I this Lent have the courage to endure whatever crosses we are presented, always knowing that from the cross, ultimately, comes life.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.